just the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you. While you take care of what's most important, we're your shield, we're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
We'll be back with more Friday Night Under the Lights in a moment. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson. I could talk about high school football all day and all night, but when it comes to writing a business plan, that's not me. Thank goodness there's Boss Finn. The folks at Boss Finn will talk to you about your goals, what you want to achieve with your business. They'll discuss your business with you, and then they'll put everything down on paper that a lender needs to know so that you can grow your business. You don't know how to write a business plan? Don't worry about it. I don't either. But I do know Boss Finn. Call today at 781-709-7672. Boss Finn. They know how to write a business plan. Now, back to more Friday Night Under the Lights.
Under the Lights, Jay Quimberly, glad to be with you now with Matt Thames. Russ is taking time out here. We got Caleb in the studio, George Broadstreet at the Malone Scores Desk, Chris Saxton producing, and of course, all our great staff, Ezra Wall back at the MPB Think Radio Studios. Glad to be with you here until midnight talking all things high school football. And we're going to open the phones. Phone lines are open for this segment, 601-453-4800. That's 601-453-4800. We got Kerry Metzler coming up in the next segment. We're going to talk about a wild game down on the coast. But first, let's go to, we got Matt we're going to get with here. First, let's go to Mackenzie Salmon, who's on hold. She's with the Clarion Ledger, clarionledger.com, to talk a little high school football. Mackenzie, saw you earlier tonight. Did you finally catch your breath after that crazy ball game out in Rankin County?
Hey, what's up? I tried. First half, but I mean, my hair wasn't looking too good by the end of it, but I survived.
So what did you think, you know, pregame coming in, a lot of people had picked Northwest Rankin, and then, of course, after the game, you know, we saw that turned out. It's one ball game. If they played 10 times, it could go 5-5. But what are your impressions now of Brandon and Northwest Rankin heading into region play next week?
I mean, in my mind, I honestly was thinking Northwest Rankin would come on top. I know you'd pick Brandon. But I mean, coming out of this game today, I think Brandon really just, in the grand scheme of things, established itself as a state title contender again. But right now, they have 3 wins over teams ranked at the top 10, and their only loss was Clinton 2 weeks ago. So, I mean, Northwest Rankin will have to reset a little bit. They've got enough talent to make a playoff run, but I mean, I think Brandon playing at home against Terry is going to be huge for them.
So you guys will reset. Have you guys made a schedule where you're heading next week?
I'm not sure who I'm going to get next week, but I'm not sure yet.
Hey, well, look, as always, thanks for jumping on with us so late. And, of course, I know you guys are up working late like we are. So, look, have a good rest of the weekend. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good night.
I appreciate it. Mackenzie Simon with the Clarion Ledger. So, Mr. Timms, you come in, and of course, you're always moving and shaking. What'd you have going on tonight?
A little, just buzzing around town. Madison Central, of course, was off this week. So was Germantown. So I got to go up to Canton and tip in on the Tri-County Canton game. Tri-County handled them pretty easy, 31-7. Got to talk to Coach Blunt. He's my old secondary coach way back in 1983 at MRA, and he's been doing well since then at different schools. But they had a little tough period where they lost a couple of games early in the season. Now they're on a three-game winning streak. But the team is, he said, they're coming together and just, you know, making plays on both sides of the ball. Canton just didn't have it together tonight, and don't know how strong they are. But looks like Tri-County's rolling again. They're going to be making a run. On the way out there, I buzzed by MRA, and they were up so big, I didn't stop. I really wanted to see Tri-County play. So, but MRA's on a roll. They got a 5-0 record. They've got players on the offense that are doing really well. The coaches are calling the schemes and everything, but the defense, specifically the defensive line and the linebackers, I don't know if anybody's called in earlier in the show and has talked much about it, you know, previously this year, but they are really, really quick and powerful. We mentioned that a few weeks ago they beat Briarcrest. Well, Briarcrest took out Hernando tonight, which is a big school, so that's a testament to MRA's overall team, but also specifically their conditioning. But that Briarcrest game may launch them just this season when they start going up against Prep and JA and then the playoffs, because they can bank on that effort right there. And I was at that game. It was a crazy game. But tonight they took care of Compiègne Academy Colonels, 52-14. Compiègne Academy, a once proud program that for a couple of years there, Park Lane beat Prep 2 years in a row, and Compiègne was the only team to beat Park Lane, I think, in those 2 years. That was with the Carruth brothers. That
was the Charlie Newland days down there at Park Lane, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they had sent, you know, quite a few people to Alabama to the Bear and Carruth brothers and everything. And
that was in the 80s.
Yeah, early 80s.
Early 80s. Yeah.
But anyway, I know we're supposed to stick to current scores, but
that's a good segue. You know, kind of a tangent there. Kind of brings a lot of people back, because I can promise you a lot of people listening, they remember that. The older, you know, guard kind of say, hey, I remember that. I remember, you know, the Charlie Newland Park Lane teams, and like you said, the Carruth brothers, and that was a, you know, we obviously football where we're at today is a fantastic world, but that was also a pretty good world too back then.
Yeah, my brother was on two of those teams that they lost Park Lane, so they were happy when Compiègne beat them, because they ended up running the table and then winning the state championship. But my brother David said that you know, that Park Lane team was the hardest hitting team they had faced, and that's back when Greenville Washington and Adams Christian were really tough teams. And I know I'm going way back, but it looks like, you know, hopefully that they're on the way back. I hope so. Them and Indianola used to be huge games in the Jackson area, and they all, you know, made it a great atmosphere, a big game atmosphere. I know everybody's been talking about Brandon and Northwest. That was a surprise. Everybody in Northwest has been rolling, but anyway.
Hey, tell me again. Remind me. I know what Northwest Rankin beat Pearl pretty soundly, but what was Northwest Rankin's other two wins? Do you recall?
I do. They had beat Germantown and I believe Ridgeland.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But both of them pretty soundly.
Yes.
But Pearl was the one that got everybody's attention.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
All right.
And Madison Central went in there last week and mm-hmm. beat Pearl.
Right. Right.
And but it was,
but Brandon beat Madison Central.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We were trying to kind of go seven ways from Kevin Bacon tonight on that.
Yeah.
Kind of what you're doing. So we were doing that too. Kind of, you know, I guess you could say demonstrative property, or what they call that. You know, this team beat this team, beat this team.
He's a math major. I mean, he wouldn't believe that, but he's a math guy.
That's why we got the playoffs, man. It hashes it all out.
Yeah, that's right. play it on the field, right?
Yeah,
just
play it on the field. That's right.
But, you know, you mentioned Pearl. You know, Pearl, I talked to Judd Boswell a couple weeks ago, and you talked to these guys, too, over here. And Pearl and Clinton are kind of in a similar situation in that, you know, they both won state championships. They both lost a lot of talent off those teams.
Yeah.
Now they both have their feeder programs are coming up, and you're hearing, you know, whispers. And I say whispers, it's a lot of good noise that Pearl has an 8th and 9th grade group that they're really proud of. Clinton has an 8th and 9th grade group. We see them, they're undefeated this year. So both programs cycling, but coming back up.
Well, you know, and it's still a little bit early in the season, too, because I know my nephew's team back at Madison Central went 0-4 and then won their district. And then another team at Madison Central did the same thing. But there's a lot of teams that play tougher teams in the beginning, and it makes them better for the long run. But they may go 0-4 or 1-3 or 2-2, but then they get going.
Well,
so.
And keep in mind, we haven't even got, you know, as far as 4A, 5A, 6A, we haven't gotten a district play.
That's right.
So, I mean, all this has been great so far, but it's really a warm-up back to the district play.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Next week, I think the district kicks off.
Right. That's correct.
That's right.
George, before we get to break, Russ is going to come in and, of course, join you guys, and he'll get with Kerry Metz. So we got any scores update?
Yeah, one that we had not mentioned. We talked about this. It was kind of delayed from Lightning, but North Shore, Louisiana, from Slidell, defeated Biloxi tonight at Biloxi 13-10. That was the final there. A couple of others I wanted to mention. Let me see if I can find them real quick. I did see where Lanier won their fourth game of the year, which is kind of a big deal. We talked about them a couple of weeks ago, but they shut out Forest Hill tonight 16-0. One other that I wanted to mention, let's see. It was Oxford won again tonight. They beat Pontotoc 31-12. Oxford kind of got off to a slow start. You know, they got really stomped by Starkville a couple of weeks ago. And but since then, you know, Oxford's kind of righted the ship, and they're doing well now. It was Memphis University School defeated South Panola 33-14. Not a whole lot in 6A and 5A. You know, they were just a lot of teams that had the night off. You mentioned he's showing me St. Andrews defeated Nice. Yeah, we mentioned that earlier. 39-8.
Coming in with some hot info.
Well, no, that's okay. That's okay. But St. Andrews is having a pretty nice season.
They are.
Yeah, for them. And West Point defeated Noxubee County 41-0 was the final of that game. Let's see, George County defeated Long Beach 41-21 was the final there. Of course, we've mentioned several times Brandon beat Northwest Rankin 33-14. Harrison Central won tonight. That's their third win of the year, beating George County 21-10. It was Briarcrest defeating Hernando 20-19. Murrah shut out Jim Hill 27-0. It was Germantown, Tennessee defeating South Haven 44-14. Probably one of the surprises of the night, to be perfectly honest. Terry's a 6A school. They were undefeated. They 3-0. They're going to play Brandon next week. Maybe they were looking ahead to playing Brandon. But Jefferson County, a 3A school that was 2-2 on the season, goes to Terry and in overtime wins 14-12. That's a pretty good story there.
And a little bit
of a surprise for sure.
Well, I know the Plumbers, Coach Plumber over there, and I know JJ too, but they'll get it together and start rolling. But,
yeah.
I think their ace up the sleeve is Coach Plummer. He's been around at state and everywhere else. So
yeah, JJ is a friend. He is really a really good football coach. They've done a really good job, you know, bringing new guys and good guys, and you know this, and that staff. And boy, they have really rebranded that program. Almost made the playoffs last year. They walked into the last 2 weeks of the season, couldn't quite get over the hump against Oak Grove, and I think it was Meridian. But they're a team. You know, we talk about Region 2 6A with Northwest Rankin and Starkville and Warren Central and Madison Central, and you know somebody good's going to get left out. Well, there's a couple in that 6-3A that's going to get left out too, because Terry's in there with, as you said, Meridian at Oak Grove and Petal and Brandon. So it's and Pearl. It's 2 and 3 6A. It is a who's who when you talk about divisions.
Absolutely. A couple of others. We mentioned this earlier, but Simmons won again. They beat Shelby Broad Street 38-0. This is in the 1A category, but Okolona defeated Ashland 68-26. That was Okolona's fourth win of the year. couple of others. Lee County remain undefeated. They beat it. They beat Vardaman 36-6. Some MAIS scores. Park Lane, Russ talked about this earlier, but Park Lane and Silliman Institute was a big game. Park Lane won 33-13 was the final there. Lamar School won their fourth game of the year. They defeated Presbyterian Christian 41-13, Jake.
All right, we're going to take a timeout here in a minute. And, of course, when we come back, Russ will be back with us. Kerry Metzler is coming on to tell you about a wild ball game on the Gulf Coast where it's going to make it really hard out of that ball game to decide who this Wendy's Giant of the Week coming up is going to be. And, of course, we've been talking about the Wendy's Giant of the Week this week coming out of Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Thanks to Matt coming in. Thanks to George at the Malone Score Desk. And, of course, we got one more segment to go. This is Friday Night Under the Lights on MPB Think Radio. Back in a minute.
Striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
More Friday Night Under the Lights in a moment. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson. I could talk about high school football all day and all night, but when it comes to writing a business plan, that's not me. Thank goodness there's Boss Finn. The folks at Boss Finn will talk to you about your goals, what you want to achieve with your business. They'll discuss your business with you, and then they'll put everything down on paper that a lender needs to know so that you can grow your business. You don't know how to write a business plan? Don't worry about it. I don't either. But I do know Boss Finn. Call today at 781-709-7672. Boss Finn. They know how to write a business plan. Now, back to more Friday Night Under the Lights.
Under the Lights here in the Wendy's Giant Studio, and as Jake alluded to a moment ago, we'll be selecting that Giant, and we'll have that announcement next week. A big congratulations to Kaylee Foster from Ocean Springs for winning it this week. Great story, maybe the biggest story of the state. But you said that there was a wild one down on the coast tonight. Big surprise there, first of all, and
right.
Big surprise that Picayune was in the middle of it.
Well, it wasn't Picayune. It wasn't Picayune. That's why Kerry wants. We got to get Kerry on
because
I'm going to let Kerry tell you about it.
Well, good evening, Kerry. I assume you had the night off from the Maroon Tide, but was watching football somewhere.
Yeah, Maroon Tide had an open date tonight, Russ, and I had a one of our. You know, we have three crews. We got a great crew, Papa Bill, Clay Sweet, Jeff Bossett, Jason Baker. We've also got our Purvis Central crew there with Eli Oder, to Jeremy Shedley. I filled in for one of the guys up there tonight to help out broadcast. One of them had something that came up late today, and it was a crazy ball game. The ball game ended up 63-49, okay? That's where the ball game ended up. But the craziness is we had two guys in the ball game that rushed for over 300 yards. In fact, the first six times these two guys touched the ball between them, we had five touchdowns in the ball game.
Mercy. Mercy. How long the runs were they?
The runs, well, there were 73, 9, and 79 by Dietrich Spikes for Provo Central. And then two runs later, he goes 94 yards.
Wow.
And then for St. Stanislaus, the first two runs for Delvin Henry Jr. was 66 and 86 for touchdowns. And he later added 73, 43, 8, 46, and 1 yard touchdown runs.
That's incredible.
It was a crazy back and forth game tonight.
Did the defensive coordinators keep their jobs?
And Jake, I know you've seen this in Rush. You call it. You ever go to one of these games where you just think everything's going wrong? So we get there, and first we're getting ready to go on the air, and I get a text from Jeff Lopsett and Clay Sweet that they got a lightning delay at Papaville. And as soon as I get Jeff's text, we get a lightning delay at Provo Central. And we start the game like 49 minutes late. I think we kicked off about 8 o'clock. But then it's just like everybody that touches the ball, they run for a touchdown. We had fumble returns for a touchdown, a kickoff return for a touchdown. And it was just one of those games where up and down the field we went. And it was just like, you know, you thought your head was on a swivel, just left, right. Well, either that or you're in the military, one of the two.
So you're saying there had to have been 1,000 yards of offense in that game tonight.
Well, here's what's crazy about that, Rush. The Provo Central, they had two running backs over 100 up. Kobe Whitehead ran for 27 rushes for 146 yards. I mentioned Dietrich Spikes the junior, Whitehead the senior. Spikes had 328 yards, and then another running back with 48 yards. So they ran for, you know, roughly, 600 yards almost there. But here's what's crazy for St. Stanislaus. Because they scored so fast, and they also scored on a fumble return, they had a kickoff return for 99 yards. They only ran the football tonight 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. They only ran the ball 26 times, and Delvin Henry Jr. ran it 21 of those times for 395 yards.
Good gracious. Well, we can't have
seven touchdowns.
We can't have, well, I guess we can't, a co-giant. There's got to be one. That's a story. I mean, how many times did they throw the ball?
St. Stanislaus tonight threw the ball 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times.
Wow.
They threw the ball 6 times and only completed one pass.
Now that is a change.
The ball tonight, they threw the ball 7 times and did not complete a pass.
Kerry, I didn't mean to step on you there, but you think about St. Stanislaus and you always think about, you know, throwing it outside the hashes.
Yeah,
throw it down the field, and they threw it 7 times.
Yeah, well, here's what's crazy, Jake. They line up for the, you think of the Wildcat or the whatever. I call it the Rockaburg. They lined up in I call it many things tonight, but they lined up and just they snap it to Henry. They have a little H back there, and he kind of, you know how they do this, you know, like the homecoming dance. You dance from one side to the other,
and
he kind of danced, and he thought, and they snap it to him, and he just take off with it. Here's what's crazy. One time they snapped it to him. They snapped it over his head. He got a fingertip on the ball. It went back 3 yards. He goes and picks it up. The play was going to the left. He reverses and comes to the right and runs 63 yards for a touchdown.
Unbelievable. Mercy. Wow.
It was a crazy ball game.
I'll tell you what.
It was just, you know, another high school Friday night. You know, I thought tonight I wasn't doing anything. My wife and I were going to go watch a movie or go do something. And, you know, got a call. I had to fill in for one of our guys. We always try to help each other out. And next thing you know up there, I'm writing enough letters and numbers down here. I look like the Declaration of Independence.
Well, I'll tell you what, it'll be good to get back to Maroon Tide football next week. By the way, who does the Tide play next week?
We are going to host Wayne County in our region opener next week.
Very nice. Oh, nice. That should be a good one.
Real quick, our other two teams, Papaville is going to play Greene County, I believe. And Provo Central played Long Beach. That's where our three teams will play next week.
Do you know if Greene County won tonight?
I don't know, Russ. I was so busy writing stuff down tonight. I only know those scores. I think
because they're your crews.
Texas Scooters will let us know the score of their ball game.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, well done, my man. You know, and Carrie Metzler being in a movie theater on a Friday, that's just wrong anyway. So,
right.
I mean, you were where you're supposed to be.
Well, maybe so, Russ. You know, I don't know. We do what we got to do to help our friends out when things happen.
That's, you got that right. You got that right. Hey, enjoy your weekend, my friend.
All right, Jake. Great job. Keep Russ straight. See you soon.
You got it, Carrie. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you. All right. Got about 3 or 4 minutes here before we wrap it up. George, anything jump out at you?
Well, you mentioned Greene County. They did beat Long Beach 41-21.
Okay.
Want to mention, I don't think we gave the score, but a big MAIS game, 2-4-0 teams. Oak Forest, Louisiana beat Bowling Green, Louisiana 44-43.
Ooh.
So want to mention that one. I guess, you know, because it got so much publicity here in the kind of the metro area, the Brandon Northwest Rankin game was pretty big, and I think, you know, Brandon's schedule has just been,
it's brutal.
Good.
Just brief.
It has been brutal. And they've gone through that stretch now 4-1. That's pretty good.
Well, and John Bond tonight is asking himself again why Prep was on the schedule. but you know what? To his credit, the kids never quit. They only have 26. They're huge. The kids they have up front are huge. They just don't have enough of them.
Right.
And I thought they put up a valiant effort tonight, but, you know, Prep's loaded. You look at that diamond between Jackson Prep, JA, and MRA, and it's up for grabs.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's amazing when you know, a lot of people may say, what are you talking about? But I think you're onto something here when you look at an MRA team that beat a you know, Broadcrest Christian team that's got five, six, seven guys that's going to play Power 5 football next year.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, you've got Jackson Academy that's got a D1 quarterback in themselves and
Kincaid Dent.
Yeah, so I mean, and you look at what's going on over there. Yeah, I mean, it's a diamond there. It's a three team race right there. And you know, while the paper shows it ought to be Prep, we know sometimes it may not come out that way.
Been in on a few of those,
right?
And you know, you just throw records out the window, you know, like we used to do with Clinton and Madison Central. You know, just,
well, Clinton and Warren Central too was a pretty good matchup back in the day, and Chrissy, I guess it still is now. But you know, you just never know.
You were there with me the night they carried Jamie Creel off on a piece of plywood, weren't you? Those were great days over there.
Yeah, they were. A lot of good games.
Well, and they have the Little Dixie Conference, I tell you. Again, if you want to you know, chime in, you can go to the Twitter feed. And also, all the scores will be on the app. It'll be on the website. And a lot of interesting stuff on the website. And Jake works hard on that. Dr. Dave works hard on it. Will.
Yeah.
Making sure that our social media is up and running, and Ezra back over at MPB, you know, it takes a lot of people to do this, and you know, we're glad that we're able to do it for people, and you know, Chris Axon, our producer in studio, getting the signal over to Ezra, and Ezra takes care of it and sends it out over MPB. You know, it does. It takes a lot of people, but it's worth it, and it's a labor of love. And when you hear about ball games like that one tonight that Carrie just talked about, I mean, good gracious. I mean, can you imagine having a ball go over your head, tipping it, and going, oh, excuse me, I got to go 65 yards to the house.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, get out of my way.
Hey, I did see something on your phone there a minute ago, but Dr. Dave, he is fine. He's in the bunker, but the bunker's on a hillside 3,000 feet up. So,
can you call it a bunker?
The ocean water's not going to get to him.
Hey, by the way, our thoughts and prayers go with the folks over to the East Coast over there battling the big storm, and you might want to keep an eye on that this weekend. A lot of folks scrambling up there, so certainly our thoughts and prayers will be with them. For Jake Wimberly and George Broadstreet, this is Russ Robinson saying have a great weekend. Enjoy your football Saturday, whatever college team you're pulling for, and then on Sunday, of course, the pros. And then we'll be back here again next Friday night to let you know what's going on around the state. And tonight's show made possible by Boss Ben, who can write a business plan. Boss Ben, and we thank them for being a sponsor of